From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Last week was CMJ, the College Media Journal's Music Marathon. The festival took place in various clubs throughout New York City. I thought I did pretty well, seeing 19 bands in a handful of days. But truth be told, I saw just the smallest fraction of the 1,250 bands that played. On this edition of All Songs Considered, we'll start off with a few of the bands that knocked me out last week, and later in the show, new music from Julian Casablancas and Kid Cudi. But we'll start off with my favorite from CMJ. Patrick Watson was hands down the best performer I saw all week. His band was stellar, and by a stroke of fortune and Patrick's kindness, we have that entire concert online. This is how we opened the show at Mercury Lounge. The song is called Fireweed. Patrick Watson and his band from a concert at the Mercury Lounge in New York City, and the lead-off track from his brilliant record called Wooden Arms. The track we just heard was called Fireweed. The most anticipated band at CMJ, the XX, were simply fun. They had all the emotion of a Kraftwerk concert, however, completely deadpan. And like most people at CMJ, I'd heard the record but never seen the XX live. I'd hoped for some interaction between singers Rami Madley Croft and Oliver Sim. They'd known each other since nursery school, for goodness sakes. But truth be told, interaction is precisely what they're not about, not with the audience and not with each other. One surprise seeing them live is how they perform their drums. I assumed it was simply a drum machine, but I was happy to watch Jamie Smith tapping out each snare hit and each cymbal crash on tiny rubber pads with his fingers. This is from the studio sessions put together by KEXP at the Cutting Room Studios during the CMJ Festival in New York City. The song is called Islands. The XX from a live performance at the Cutting Room in New York City during the week of CMJ. You can hear and see performances from the Cutting Room hosted by John Richards and KEXP at kexp.org, including this next song by Choir of Young Believers. Choir of Young Believers is the project of 26-year-old Yannis Noya Makrianis. Makrianis is based in Denmark. His band can be as few as two people and as many as eight. For this session, he's joined by a cellist and a very different version of a song off their album called Action Reaction.
Spending my time walking spirals in line. Did I ever honestly believe? A change of mind and then a change of position. Only action, no reaction, no. This time is mine together.
I
The Choir of Young Believers doing the song Action Reaction from a session at The Cutting Room, hosted by KEXP. You can hear that entire set at kexp.org. I saw a lot of good music at CMJ, but mostly from bands I knew. The Antlers, Fan Farlow, Suckers, Fool's Gold are a few that come to mind. One band I knew nothing about and walked away wanting to hear again was Fantagram. Sarah Barthel and Josh Carter have known each other since junior high. He plays guitar and sings a bit. She plays keyboards and sings lead. And like all the bands I saw in Brooklyn on Friday night, Fantagram's drummer was in a box. It was a machine. But the songs were well-crafted. The sounds were rich and curious, and the projected imagery they had was beautiful and mysterious. Their soon-to-be-released album's called Eyelid Movies. The song's called Mouthful of Diamonds. Mouthful of Diamonds from the duo known as Fantagram. There's more CMJ coverage on the All Songs Considered blog, along with pictures and music. You can also find CMJ studio sessions from KEXP at kexp.org. Now for something completely different. During May and June of 2004, violinist Oliver Schroer hiked an ancient pilgrim trail through France and Spain called the Camino de Santiago. Along the way, he wrote and recorded a batch of new songs with his violin and a portable recording studio he carried in his backpack. His wife and some friends joined him on the journey, and when he stopped to make music, they stopped to take pictures. Some of those photos appear in the liner notes of the new CD Oliver Schroer ended up with, simply called Camino. From that album, this song is called Tears of Mary. Oliver Schroer from a lovely CD called Camino, and the song you just heard is called Tears of Mary. Kid Cudi has been rapping for a few years, but he's already worked with some of the biggest names in hip-hop. Kanye West, Jay-Z, Common, Wale are just a few of them. Kid Cudi recently released his debut album. It's called Man on the Moon, The End of Day. It's kind of a concept record. The songs are broken up into five acts with three or four songs in each act, each based on Cudi's life and rapid rise as a rapper. The album features guest appearances by a number of other artists, including members of MGMT and Rat-A-Tat, on this song called Pursuit of Happiness.
Take a hit, feeling lit, feeling right. 2 a.m. summer night, I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing, rolling the mid beside him now, living my life, getting out dreams. People told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out that I'ma do just what I want, looking ahead, no turning back. If I fall, if I die, know I lived it to the fullest. If I fall, if I die, know I lived in missing bullets.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything that shine ain't always gonna be gold.
Sweats waking up to the sky. Tell me what you know about dreams, dreams. Tell me what you know about night. There is nothing. You don't really care about the trials of tomorrow. Rather lay awake in the bed full of sorrow.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything is shining.
Go. I'll be fine once I get it. I'll be good.
Kid Cudi, along with members of MGMT and Rat-A-Tat, together on that song called Pursuit of Happiness. Kanye West produced the album. The song is from a CD called Man on the Moon, The End of Day. Julian Casablancas is best known as a frontman for the band The Strokes, but this fall he's stepping out with his first solo album. It's called Phrases for the Young. Phrases is spelled P-H-R-A-Z-E-S. The name comes from the title of Oscar Wilde's Phrases and Philosophies for the Use of the Young, a satirical essay about how shallow and superficial people are. Julian Casablancas says he was inspired by the essay to write 8 new songs about how arrogant and short-sighted people can be. This is one of those tracks from the new solo album, Phrases for the Young. The song's called Out of the Blue. Just a reminder, we have a concert by Ben Gibbard and Jay Farrar doing music based on the work of Jack Kerouac. You can hear that in our live concert podcast or on the NPR Music site. You can follow us on Twitter using the word all songs, just one word, all songs. And we also have a music blog where we put our musical thoughts and lots of music news. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Somewhere along the way, my hopefulness turned to sadness. Somewhere along the way, my sadness turned to bitterness. Somewhere along the way, my bitterness turned to anger. Somewhere along the way, my anger turned to vengeance. And the ones that I made pay, but never the ones who deserved it. And the ones who deserved it, they'll never understand it. Yes, I know I'm going to hell in a purple basket. At least I'll be in another world while you're pissing on my casket. How could you be?
Damn it.